Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, this is Jack Newtown here, and we are Tuesday special, Super Tuesday's Election Day. Super Tuesday's Election Day is on the way right now. The 2016 elections between Democrat nominee Hillary Rodham Clinton and businessman tycoon Donald J. Trump, who is the Republican on the Republican ticket. And so far, Donald Trump is in the lead. Clinton has 48 Electoral College votes. Trump has 66. Clinton needs 222 in order to win. Donald Trump only needs 204. Oh, there you go. Two more for Hillary Clinton, which is 202 she needs. Donald Trump needs only 204. It just quickly jumped from 46. Eight. All of a sudden now she has 68. Just 3 seconds ago it was 46. Now it's 68. And now she's in the lead against Trump. She has 2 points ahead of Donald Trump. That's very interesting. Went from 48, now all of a sudden it went to 68. Like I said, and I'm looking at the live feed of it, really has not just now. Okay, she gained 20 electoral votes from Illinois. So, okay, that's a big city, so we should expect that. But now, so far, that she is 2 points ahead, and I know a number of the Clinton supporters are very happy about that. Some of the Trump supporters maybe not be as happy as far as the Senate race. Democrats have 40, Republicans 37. As far as the House, Republicans are 86 and Democrats are 54. So far it is updated every 30 seconds. So we are looking at the race. Now, me personally, I did not vote for neither Hillary Clinton nor Donald Trump. Actually, I wrote my name in. And I only voted for the local and state. Let me check that out. And like I said, I only voted for the local and state laws. So I pretty much only voted for the issues. Let's see. Legalizing marijuana so far is 52% is for marijuana. That's only 1% reporting so far. And people who are for it are 52%. People are against it, 48%. I don't think this should be a close issue. I think this should be going all the way to in favor for it. It'll be a damn shame that if Arkansas do not get the medical marijuana for medical conditions, for 17 medical conditions. I think the people are brainwashed by the pharmaceutical companies and by your so-called morality. But let's just be honest. Let's just be real honest with you so-called holy rollers. You people are the biggest sinners on the planet. Let's just keep it real. The holy rollers are some of the biggest sinners on the planet. They have sex. They molest children. A number of them do molest the children. A number of them do drugs, and a number of them drink alcohol, like what's that family name? Oh, yeah, the Duggars. Yeah, they're also from Arkansas. That should show you a prime example of hypocrisy. This should pass. I hope they do pass legalizing medical marijuana. I know personally that need it, people who actually are sick and tired of the pharmaceutical drugs, they're sick and tired of the chemotherapy. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. I think Zordon used to say that. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. And yeah, like I said, this is that's pretty much the only issue we have. Issue one, changing the terms, LGBT elected officials, 71% in favor, 29% against it. It still allowed the gun to retain the power absent from the state, 744, 25-6 against it, which that would make sense. Verse three, remove limits on bonds to attract economic development, 65% is for it. To remove the limits on the bonds to attract economic development projects. And then issue six is going to be the big important thing is the legalization of medical marijuana. And I personally believe they just go ahead and get it out the way and legalize medical marijuana, not recreational, medical. I have to keep beating it up in the head of people. Look, I'm not a marijuana user. I don't do marijuana. Only time I did marijuana was when I was in my 20s. And I didn't care much for it. It didn't do much for me. But if this can help people from pain, illnesses, and all sorts of manner, I think we just need to go ahead and just get it passed and just stop dealing with our emotional immorality, behavior, or so-called righteousness, quote-unquote righteousness. So we remember that Jesus turned water to wine, but then the idiots in the church going to say, oh, that was grape juice. That's not liquor store wine. You know, you're the problem with this country with that type of mentality. And you just die off. Go ahead and die off early. Actually, you need to die off early. You know, God has to kill the older Israelites. God has to kill the Israelites. I mean, during the 40 years trek, he had to 40 years. He'll kill off the older Israelites because, again, they had that mind state, they had that mentality to where. It was old. It was Egyptian way of thinking, and God wanted His people to get out of the ways of Egyptian, the Baal, the Luciferian doctrine, the devil worship, and all sorts of things. Like I said, the same applies here. Sometimes the older mind state needs to die. The older people need to die so the younger ones can become more productive and better. Because even God says, do not take the ways of your ancestors, because your ancestors were the ones who broke the commandments and sinned and worshiped other gods besides the father of all gods, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So God had to kill the Israelites, the number of the older Israelites, in order for His people to start over again to get into. Before they got into the new land, the Lord had to make sure their minds were right and their minds were not jacked up, okay? Then he had to make sure the minds were right, their minds were not jacked up, their minds were not in Baal or into Egyptology or into that psychotic nonsense, bisexuality, you call Kemetism or so-called Africans, which is really not African spirituality. It's just generalizing the whole dang thing. I'm just going to be honest with you. But still, God has to kill the older Israelites in order to have the younger group, go into the new land. He had to kill them all first. So sometimes you're going to have to kill off the older ones who have held back the people, the younger ones. Because I'm not saying all the old ones. Now, there are older ones like Moses and them who were in the right, but in the end, God told Moses, you can't come in either, because he kind of tooted his horn a little bit, talking about he made the miracles, and God says, hey, I'm the one that did that, not you. So that was the only beef God had with Moses, is that he was taking credit for something he didn't do, but for something that God provided for him, he can do. That's it. But the older people who are actually in the right mind state, they're helping youth. I congratulate you. I honor you. I respect you. But for the older ones who still in that dilapidated, egotistical, holy roller, wannabe mentality, you're going to die off because the youth are being misguided, misdirected, because you still hold on to your pseudo-righteous values, which that may have worked for you in your era, but it doesn't work here because, again, times has changed. Access to sin is one click away. So you have to fight a different battle. You have to fight in a different manner. Like in back in the day, beating your kid, I wouldn't say beat your kid, but whooping your child was the thing to do because it helped get them straightened out. But now that's really not helping because these kids can take some licks. Talking will probably be the better bet now to talk to the child to get them to understand, you know, this is not right, this is wrong. So, you know, you can still use discipline, you know, like the belt, if it comes down to it. Because I know in the old days, parents just immediately grab the belt or immediately grab the 2x4 or stick and start wailing on you without question. But right now, you got to learn how to talk to the child, talk. If that don't work, then you bring the discipline. Only when you need to do it. Not because you just got a hot hand today. Because some of these parents, they just whoop their child just for no reason, just because they got a hot hand today. Or they was in a bad mood or have bad day. I'm just going to take it on the kid. I think that's wrong. So far, we're looking at it, and so far, well, Donald Trump has jumped up. Hillary Clinton with 97, Donald Trump with 129 electoral colleges. Clinton only need 173, Trump only need 141. So far, I mean, you know, it still can be a close race. Believe it or not, it can still be a close race. No matter what people perceive it, it can still be a close race. Because Clinton can all of a sudden jump up in a few more states, you know, particularly the big electoral college states. She can jump up at any given time and take the lead. But so far, Donald Trump has regained the lead in the election results. Again, I was just saying, I did not vote for Donald Trump, nor did I vote for Hillary Clinton, nor did I vote for either one of them. So let me do something. But, yeah, like I said, so far we have Trump in the lead. Now, again, Hillary Clinton can go ahead and can hit the lead. Arkansas has decided that Trump will take that state. Clinton, New York has decided Clinton shall take that state. Texas, which is a big win, decided to give Donald Trump the state. So we got some things going on here. And again, when I was talking about the voting, I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. I voted myself in. I voted for the local laws, the state officials, things that actually matter to your representative state. Okay. My attorney LeGrant Anthony put out Wednesday, November 9th, 2016, Hillary Clinton will be in jail. And he's a brother. But then you got other people of color. They're still on this. I hate to say this. I didn't say this, but there are a lot of so-called black people that are still on the plantation. Just keeping it real. There is a number of black people that are still on the plantation. That's just reality. That's the reality. Again, I didn't vote for either one of them because I don't like any one of them. I don't like Donald Trump. He's a shyster businessman. Let's just keep it real. I don't like Hillary Clinton because she is a corrupt politician, a career corrupt politician. And there has been cases of voter intimidation. Now, I know brother, I know on Instagram was talking about his story about some group of white, young white guys say, "Hey, nigger, get ready for Trump." You know, now, I can only go by what the brother said. I can't confirm if that happened, if that situation happened. But I'm just going to be real. Let's just be real. It's just kind of strange that, you know, people are starting to say that there you have some whites that are calling us nigger and threatening us over Trump and et cetera and all this other stuff. And it may be so. Like I said, it may be so. Again, and the other side, Republicans are feeling being threatened by Hillary Clinton's people. Claiming that Black Lives Matter is working in cahoots with the Clinton campaign and threatening white folks, just like with the 2008 election with Barack Obama, that the members of the new Black Panther Party used voter intimidation in Philadelphia, outside of Philadelphia, to prevent people from voting John McCain. So you do have voter intimidation. This, I haven't heard nothing in Arkansas. Only thing we heard was some voter switching. No, on the machines, electronic machines made some voter switching, you know, the votes that people wanted to have but end up, you know, getting switched to the other party. There's some people claiming they voted for Clinton and they switched to Trump, and some people say they voted for Trump and they switched to Clinton. So it's not been anything hectic in the state of Arkansas whatsoever. It has not been nothing serious, nothing crazy, nothing that's out of range, out of control, as, you know, you would in a much larger city or a much larger state or so. But I haven't heard much of anything, any beefs or any brawls or fights, only in probably a city, maybe larger cities and places like that. Maybe in Florida or in other areas where, you know, the electoral colleges are really very important there. But otherwise, I personally haven't had no threats from people, no threatening gestures, no vote for Trumps, no. Now, I have had blacks, so-called blacks, on the other hand, trying to use a form of coercion to say, you know, you got to vote for Hillary. And I'm thinking to myself, no, I don't. I don't have to vote for her. And I don't have to vote for Donald Trump either. And you shouldn't have to be, and I'm going to tell you something, you shouldn't have to be forced to vote for somebody just because somebody says for your race or it's for your race or it's for the family, et cetera, like that. Never let someone bully you into voting for someone you don't want to vote for. Or vote for neither. Don't let someone, and if you don't want to vote, don't vote. And people say, oh, well, then you can't complain. Oh, yes, I can, because I pay taxes, stupid. I can still complain if I don't vote because I'm paying taxes, you schmuck. What are you talking about? So you have a right to not vote. You have a right to vote whomever you want. I don't go around and tell people you should vote for this, you should vote for that. You won't hear that from me because I'm not that kind of man that does that type of foolishness. That's not me. You vote for whoever you want to vote for, and you people should not get mad at others if they don't want to vote vote the way you think they should vote, and especially black people. Especially black people and Latino people as well, especially Latinos. You should not be trying to force your family members or your friends of the same race to vote Hillary or vote Donald Trump just because. Leave them alone. That is a form of voter intimidation. And let me tell you some people, if somebody in your family is trying to intimidate you to vote for somebody else, contact the local departments of voter intimidation. I don't know the numbers, et cetera. But contact them and report them. I don't care if it's your damn family member. They should not know them business trying to intimidate you to vote for whom, vote for somebody that they think you should vote for. Never let no one intimidate you into voting otherwise. The only people who have tried to intimidate me into voting Hillary is black. And I don't know why. I didn't vote for neither one of them, Hillary or Donald Trump. I don't know why people are trying to pull this stuff. And again, people should not be intimidating those who are voting. Again, they pay taxes just like everybody else and with the process. I know you have people with the process talking about voter intimidation. They won't let me in. You know what? I didn't have no problem. You know what I did? I showed my voter card. I was never asked, let me see your driver's license, your picture ID, none whatsoever. I didn't have to do it. I didn't have to pull out there at once, not even one time. And this was a predominantly white area. Okay? They didn't say, they say, let me see your ID. Is this you? Is that you? No. No such thing. So on my end, I've not received that. Some people might have received it in larger cities. Now, again, if you have not voted in over 4 years or so, then you do need to show your ID. Just show the damn ID. Stop acting all incognito. Stop acting like you some 007 James Bond agent because you know you're not. Just stop it, please. Just stop the foolishness. All right? If they ask for your voter ID, if you don't have voter ID or you haven't voted within a certain amount of years or you voted by mail, then they say, let me see your license, your ID. Just show them the damn ID and get it over with. There's no need to go into the confusion of, you're a racist. You're a racist or designated. You want to see my picture ID. That's racism. No, you haven't voted in years. Now, if you have a voter card, like their little card, it's like the size of a credit card. If you got a voter card and you already are on the list, you already registered, then okay. Then they don't need to see your ID. If they do ask for your ID, then you can contact the local authorities and report them saying, hey, this person demanded my ID, even though I got a voter card here and I'm on the list. And that's how it works. And now there's always been what you call provocateuring of false voter intimidation. There are people who are provocateurs who will claim that they've been intimidated, even though that's not the case. The video can probably show otherwise. There are people out there who are looking for attention, and I have to say this. Those people who are looking for attention in that manner are some of the probably the lowest disgusting degenerates on the planet, and they don't need to be here. you know, I mean, you might also take in some Syrians and relocate these people who are degenerates and throw them somewhere else. Send them to Syria. They can fight for them since they want everyone else in this country. Why don't you go over there and fight for them then? How about that? But honestly, truly, if you are actually voting intimidated, I'm talking about actually, not alleged, not trying to make something up, not trying to concoct something to try to get some damn GoFundMe money, because that's y'all new freaking hustle. Your GoFundMe money. I've been intimidated. Look at me. Woe is me. Give me $5,000. I need mental help. And shut up, please. I'm telling you something. This is the wimpiest. Today is officially the wimpiest country on this planet. Today, America is. You got so many wimps. You got so many cowards. You got so many, you know, like the cowards out there the other night who busted my window, busted my truck window. Yeah, those cowards. Those cowards who out there busted my truck window, like the cowards they are. And yes, I have filed a police report on it. Now, by the looks of it, I don't know if anything was taken. I didn't notice. You know, but maybe so. I'll find out pretty soon. But you got the cowards who despise free speech, but then they want you to hear them by force. Those who despise free speech, even though some of the stuff people say is disgusting, but hey, this is what the so-called America is about. But for those out there, know who you are. You busted my window. Now, if you come to me as a man and say, you know what, my bad, I apologize, I did this, I'm going to do all I can to help repair the window, pay the window. I can drop the case. I can drop it. I'm like, okay, brother, you know, cool. You know, it's no big deal. You know, just got to understand, look, you can't just go around doing stuff like that because you're mad at somebody. You know, I'm a forgiving man. I can do that. I'm willing to forgive on that level. If they're meaningful, if it is what it is. But again, if they do not want to come forward and let it be known, and they want to sit back in the shadows like a coward, then I'm pressing forward. That's all I can do. And see, these are people that, you know, they say, well, the economy's bad. Okay, we understand the economy's bad. We do understand. But there's always someone that needs some lease rate. There's always someone that needs their car washed. There's always someone that needs their grass cut. Well, if you got two hands and two bodies, you was able to bust my window. Well, you sure was able to customize grass or to rake someone's leaves for maybe 20, 30 bucks or so. Okay, Clinton has jumped to 104. She got, let's see, look on here. Let's look on here. Okay, that's old. Old. Okay, she got Connecticut. So she's to 104. But as I was saying, you know, there are things that people can do to, you know, get what they need. You know, you don't have to go in and to break in somebody's truck, especially a working class person, working class man. Now, I can see you know, going after somebody who got $100 million and you just want a little piece of something just to feed your family. But just to bust in my stuff, I don't got nothing in there. Some people, well, they just do it because they're mad at you. They're mad because you take a different approach in things in life, that you don't have the same think process as they do. And that's the problem. I think the predominantly black and Hispanic community, Latino community, has a problem. And this is the reason why that we don't have a lot of great inventors, great doctors. So coming out of those communities is not because they're not very bright or whatever the case may be. Hell no, far from that. No, what it is, honestly, has to do with this mentality of the crabs in the bucket syndrome. And you can get mad all you want. It's true. You want everyone to be on your way of thinking, even though it's the dumbest, the most low-life, de-evolving way of understanding. You know, like say somebody in the neighborhood say, think about solar panels or thinking about electric cars or thinking about cures or thinking about things that can help better the community and evolve. Like I've been saying for the last 2 to 3 years about hyaluronic acid and lithium salt, as small amounts into the water supply of the black and Hispanic communities will actually help people recover from these, what they call aggressive triggers. Because what it is that there is a black and Hispanic communities primarily eat a lot of foods and drink a lot of water that's high in serine, predominantly corn. They eat a lot of stuff that's high in serine. There's not a lot of access to healthy alternative grocery stores. They have to travel take buses or subway train in order to get groceries. It's not like they can be within walking distance. And they're walking distance. They're eating Chinese food, which is crap. Let's just be honest. The Chinese food is at your Mr. Wong's. It's crap. It's full of grease, full of MSGs, extremely high in sodium, extremely high in sodium, probably more than your daily intake. It's probably like 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams of sodium in that, in Mr. Wong's food. The sodas, the water is bad. It's still running on lead pipes. And I think it's time to make those changes. And when people start thinking in such that manner, then you have the others in the community that will go around and like, oh, why are you talking all that white stuff? They call it white stuff because they're beyond undereducated. So why are you talking about that white stuff? It's not white stuff. It's people stuff. It's the stuff that people need in order to grow and evolve. I mean, you want to be stuck in a rat cage for the rest of your life? You repping your hood, but you don't even own it. You only own the deed to the land. You don't even own lots to the block. But you talking about this is your hood. But any given time, some old Jewish bankers can turn around and just take it under you and kick all y'all out, and y'all get relocated to the homeless shelter somewhere. And I see the infighting with the, I'm excluding Israel United Christ because they don't deal with stuff like that. They help their people. They don't focus on arguing with other camps and other organizations and other groups. And you got people like IESBK and GMS arguing with Sal Netta and these other guys of the Kemet community. And they go back and forth debating, talking about here to win the hearts and minds of our people. You're not doing anything but doing more damage and ennobling yourselves. You're enriching yourselves with people's money so they can come and pay $40, $50 to watch y'all argue about something foolish. Just debate, literally debate nonsense. What are you actually doing for your people? I mean, are you actually providing a food drive? Are you providing for homes, services for your people instead of running around holding up signs, marching and buck dancing and talking about you got all this great knowledge? What are you doing all this great knowledge? I mean, what improvements have you made in the community that, with all this great knowledge, besides still walking up and down the streets arguing with each other? What is that doing? That's doing nothing. You're being counterproductive. No matter how much understanding you got, the pyramids, Ra, Ptah, ISIS, and I'm thinking of my damn self, well, hell, who the hell brought forth that? Charles Taze Russell and Joseph Smith. The Bible's been out way before the Book of the Dead, Book of the whatever y'all read. Now, if that's what you want to read, that's fine. You can do whatever you want, but you got to understand, some of these books will put a hex on you. I know these things a little bit too well. I've been around long enough to know these things and been around long enough to have these books, too. And what is that doing for y'all? I mean, seriously, what is that? What is literally doing for you guys? I mean, think about it. What has it done for you? I mean, your community's still bad. Your water's piss poor. Why don't you fight for water? Clean water. Why don't you fight for clean housing? Well, reduce cost energy. Why don't you fight for that? I mean, I work with I got a business to where we sell low cost energy. Why don't we work together with that and get y'all started on saving money and also earning residual income by referring other people to the energy service? Everyone needs lights. Everyone needs gas. Why not get it wholesale? And then bring your people in, your family, friends, associates in, and y'all can, or you can sign up as an associate and earn residual income and bring people in. The more people you bring in, the more money you bring, the more money you're gonna pull. I mean, if only people can just fathom that and can just, you know, really just think about that. The benefits that they can do just by saying, you know what, let me take a listen to this. Let me do this, let me do that. Donald Trump has jumped up. Donald Trump has acquired Louisiana. So it is Clinton 104, Donald Trump 137. So far Donald Trump is in the lead. But again, I mean, these are things we need to think about. Because at the end of the day, it's not going to really matter who's in the White House. If you notice that Barack Obama was in the White House as the so-called alleged first black president, and what has he done for almost 8 years? Yes, we know a lot of obstructionism has gone on with Obama. A lot of people, you know, have been very obstruction against the president, and quite a bit of it has to do with race. We know that quite too well. That it has to do with race, and the healthcare bill was a good idea as far as trying to cover people who can't afford it. I understand that, and I can respect that. Believe it or not. Man, that should be the case, that if people like the elderly and the children, they need that, okay, people? They need that big time. But I think the way the language that it was, it worked in the favor of the big mega insurance corporation instead of working for the people. So instead, the people who already got private insurance, they're going to have to be paying an exorbitant amount of money, as well as small businesses are going to turn around and pay an exorbitant amount of money on premiums with their employees. So people say, well, that's good. We should pay a little more to help the others. That's called taxes. It's called taxes, people. It's called taxes. All right? And I don't mind helping the children and the elderly, but I will not want to help the able-bodied adults out there. If you're an able-bodied adult, if you're willing to pay for low-cost health insurance, I'll say that's great. There's no problem. Low-cost health insurance for able-bodied adults, you know, of course, who work a 9-to-5, et cetera. But to sit there and the problem is what gets between it is abortions, sex changes, sex change operations, same sex, et cetera. I don't think I should my premium should go up based on you want a sex change. You need to do that on your own. I don't think my premium should go up for a woman that wants to have an abortion. And we're not going to have that argument, okay? Because at the end of the day, this is how it should be done. If you don't want a child, close your damn legs. And man, if you don't want a child, zip it up. Simple. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no complications behind it. If you don't want a child, zip it up or close your damn legs. Simple. That's how you end that. You end that argument by those simple answers, and you get 5,000 different questions behind it. There should be no questions behind that answer. There shouldn't be no questions behind it. None. There shouldn't be any questions behind it. If you can't zip it up, and woman, you can't close your legs, then we have a right to criticize. When you talk about, abortion, about abortion. But let's just be honest. This man has killed the man of Africa. A lot of you blacks forgot that Obama was as president when and Hillary Clinton set the hit on Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi, who was somewhat of an ally to a certain extent. He was a limited ally. He was actually the one that kept ISIS. He's the one that helped keep these terrorist organizations running scared. They would not dare try to commit terrorism under Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein. They were good leaders at that. Okay, maybe they mistreated their people. They did this, maybe they did. But guess what? Well, this country mistreats people. This country mistreats people. So why we get so concerned about how other countries mistreat their people when we ourselves mistreat each other and this government? But y'all thought it was okay to kill Gaddafi, and that's where ISIS came. And there's been a lot of scrutiny between Clinton, Trump, etc. So to me personally, it really doesn't matter who wins. It doesn't. Because it's going to be business as usual. It's going to be business as usual. That's what it's going to be, business as usual. And that's why I say, you know what, I'm not going to vote for neither candidate, but I will vote for the local officials, I will vote for the judges, the state officials, and I will vote for the laws. I will vote for the laws. For the local state, the referendums. And I think issue 1, 2, and 3 have, of course, pretty much all favor yes. But issue six, so far 51% for. And I hope the 51% prevails. I hope it does. I hope it prevails. I truly do. And I think people need to stop being a bunch of schmucks. Stop being a bunch of idiots. Either way it goes, people are going to find a way around that. The serious business, people are going to find a way around it. Like it or not, people are going to find a way around it. You can hate it or love it. You can hate it or love it. People are going to find a way around it. So I think it's time to sit back and say, you know what? You know what? You know, if this is for medical purpose, and again, you have to have a medical condition in order to get access to it. It ain't like that you can sell it off the streets at the dispensary, because guess what, people? These people who need these things, they're going to have to go to the local drug dealer in a dangerous neighborhood and get the marijuana. Why force them to go out there, just like with the abortion thing, why force people to have to go into dangerous territories, go into dangerous areas in order to get access to marijuana? Because their states felt like, hey, you don't need that. And they keep making excuses why. Oh, it's going to hurt the kids. Like you, like y'all cared about kids. You know, look at what was happening, hating them kids getting snatched up and kidnapped and sex child sex rings. Y'all didn't give a damn about those kids. So stop with all the nonsense about you care about the children. You don't care about the children. No, you don't. No. You're serving your own purpose. That's what you're doing. You are serving your own purpose, your own sensitive purpose. That's what you're doing. That's exactly what you're doing. You don't care about the kids, because guess what? Guess what's killing teenagers the most? Alcohol. Guess what's the number one cause of car accidents and deaths? Alcohol, drunk driving. Name any cases to where marijuana was the cause of the deaths of people while driving under influence. I like to know. And if so, is it compared to drunk driving accidents? Now, the arguments say, well, you know, liquor, it goes in your system, it goes in, goes out at least 24/7. Marijuana, it stays in for months, sometimes years, it's in the brain tissue. Okay. But then, has any of those people who smoke marijuana from time to time suffered from any major issues in their body? No. No. Okay, with alcohol, how many issues people suffer from while drinking alcohol? Well, people have died from drinking alcohol. Liver damage, kidney damage, stones, all sorts of issues, high blood pressure, all the sort, have caused issues of kidney failure, issues with cancer because of alcohol. Yeah, because of alcohol. alcohol has killed more people than anybody. And again, I know people ain't going to listen to it because they're drunk them damn selves. They don't want to tell you that, but they're drunk them damn selves. They are drunk them damn selves. And again, if it's treated like alcohol, what's the problem? Because kids are getting access to liquor. Kids are getting access to wine. Kids are getting access to beer. Oh, remember Ethan Couch? Yeah, he was like the 15-year-old rich kid, influenza teen, who got drunk, drank about 4 or 5 beers, got drunk, and then ran over 4 people, killing them. Killed 4 people while on a drunken binge with his truck. Terrorizing the people. And what did he get? Probation. Now let's compare that to a man who, well, he was wrong, built some hot water and put it on 2 guys because they was having sleeping together. They was homosexuals. And they gave the man 40, and it was in Georgia, they gave him 40 years in prison for boy, even though the guys lived, they didn't die, nothing. They do have permanent third degree damage, which is wrong. He should do some time for that. Don't get me wrong. He should do about 10, 15 years. But 40 years, they gave him 40 years in prison. Okay? They gave him 40 years in prison, folks. 40 years in prison. 40 years in prison. But Ethan Couch killed 4 people on a drunken binge and only got probation. Now, how do you make sense out of that? 40 years for both people live. They didn't die or nothing. I can see they died. Versus probation. That should tell you something, people, when it comes to voting. That people care and they will class on their liquor more than they would something that can actually help those who are in need of it. Marijuana is the devil. So is alcohol. Alcohol is the biggest drug on the planet. What are you talking about? Alcohol is the biggest drug on the planet. And millions of people die every year. Let's try this. How many people die from drunk driving? Over 10,000 people were killed in alcohol-impaired driving crashes. Hmm? 10,000 people. And that was just in 1 year. 10,000 people. And when you look at how many people die from smoking cigarettes, 443,000 a year. 443,000 people a year on average die from cigarette smoke. Cigarette smoke counts more deaths each year than from murder, car accidents, alcohol or drug use, suicide, human, HIV. Now, question is, how many people have died from weed? And I have not seen anything. Now, there are some people who died from marijuana overdose, of course, because they was doing too much of it. But here we go. Not a single person has ever died from a weed overdose. We don't have numbers. Man, we're guessing about the same. According to a frequent site, a marijuana smoker would have to consume 20,000 to 40,000 times the amount of THC in a joint in order to be at risk of dying. So that shows you. Now, of course, they'll go somewhere else. Well, the drug dealers bringing in marijuana is killing tens of thousands of people. Well, so did prohibition. So did alcohol. Why do you think you had crime families like the Kennedys, the Capones, the Kellys, the Hearst family, the Rockefeller? I mean, come on now. Stop being stupid, people. Please, stop being stupid. Stop acting stupid. Because guess what? When alcohol was illegal, guess what you had? Crime, murders, deaths, etc. Until this country legalized alcohol, all that, a lot of that stopped. Now, it's based on if you're drinking under influence, it's killing people. Oh, because the drug test and the drug testing it's hard to find workers. Oh no. Then that would mean you will have good employees who are clean. Everybody's going to be on marijuana. Not everybody's going to be on marijuana. I'm not on marijuana. And I never will be. So let's stop that. Let's stop the foolishness. Okay? And it should be decriminalized. 50,000 people die each year from alcohol poisoning. Over 400,000 deaths related to tobacco smoke. But yet, these alcohol and cigarettes are legal. Alcohol and cigarettes are legal. Even though these two combined committed over 500,000 deaths each year. The tobacco industry has caused more deaths than anything, than HIV, than murder, gun violence, war violence, etc. Not even cocaine overdose, heroin overdoses, isn't hitting numbers compared to tobacco smoke. But we tend to ignore that. We tend not to say, oh, this is a big epidemic. We need to stop this. No. Y'all just keep broadcasting and advertising cigarettes. Oh, new flavors, new cigarette flavor, new this flavor, new that flavor. Even though these damn things are killing people. Ask my old man. I forgot he's dead. Because that's what happened to him. And, you know, he had bad respiratory issues, but he still chose to smoke. He still chose to smoke, even though he had terrible respiratory issues as a youth. He still chose to smoke. He still smoked. Still did. And it killed him in the process. Early age. So, when people are not going to vote for medical marijuana, I said medical. We ain't talking about recreational. We'll cross that bridge one day when it comes to recreational. That bridge would be Carl one day. But for now, let's look at the medical aspect. The aspect in which people can benefit from. And again, this is medical marijuana. This is medical marijuana. This is not full-blown legalization. This is medical marijuana. Because y'all be saying, well, we'll talk about the Trump and Clinton. I don't care about that. That doesn't mean nothing. Be honest with you. That doesn't mean nothing. It doesn't. When you break it down, it means nothing. Hold on. Okay, for resume. It means nothing. It technically, honestly, it just doesn't mean, okay, Donald Trump has gotten Montana. Donald Trump's got Montana, so he's now up to 140. It means nothing. You know, for a lot of people, oh, yeah, back and forth, oh, and it's people like arguing, fighting over each other, destroying each other's relationships, destroying families over a candidate. Let's just be honest. Just like with the Obama administration, almost 8 years, what change have you actually seen and felt? Think about it. What significant change did you see and feel? Serious. Just a simple question that, you know, I'd like to have an answer. What significant change have you yourself, have actually felt that you benefit from since Mr. Obama's been in office? I'll tell you this, not much. Not much. I couldn't tell. In all honesty, I could not tell the difference. That's my honest opinion. I could not tell the difference. But ask yourself this. What laws and policies in your respective state have affected you a lot? You can name off of a number of things that may or may have changed in your state. You see what I'm saying, people? That's why I voted local and state elections. Because I understand that the changes are going to be from within the city and states, your local ordinances, your local policies, your state policies. Just like not every state can offer legalized marijuana. There still are a number of states that are against marijuana. Does the president have any input on that? No. Because we're under federalism. Federalism means that states govern according to the climate and according to the will of the people. So that's what you call new federalism. So, whomever becomes president, the only time things are going to change is when we go to war or when we're going up against another country. That's it. Otherwise, it's talking about, oh, Obamacare. Let me tell you something. The Obamacare plan is so complex and complicated. You think they're just going to sit there and just get rid of it? No, of course not. They're going to modify it. Yes, they will. But then you can't get rid of Obamacare. It's impossible. It's too complex to get rid of. But people think, oh, they're going to get rid of Obamacare. Oh, they're going to get rid of Obamacare, which is a scare tactic. They can't just sit there and just scrap it. They can't do that. They can modify it. They can make it better. They can add or subtract, but they cannot completely get rid of it. Otherwise, the people are going to be asking, "Okay, then so what is your thing that can replace it?" Because if they don't have something that can replace it, then they can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of something that you can't replace. You have to at least have a replacement before you can get rid of it. That's the name of the game. You need something to replace it if you want to get rid of it. If you want to get rid of it, you got to replace it with something else. And if you don't have something to replace it with, then you can't get rid of it. Because it won't make any sense. Get rid of it completely without having its replacement, without having any replications. And that's where people need to understand. And people get, of course, caught up in the moment. People get caught up in the belief, oh, they're going to get rid of it. Oh, the world coming to end. Oh, they're going to get rid of it. Okay, when the sky turns completely black and no moon, no stars, no nothing, and then there's one light that comes down the sky, okay, now the world's coming to end. Then you can say it. But if that doesn't happen, then guess what? The world's not coming to an end. When the sun doesn't shine no more, then the world's coming to an end. Then you can officially say, oh, the world's coming to an end. But otherwise, no, the world's not coming to an end. Unless that happens, when the moon doesn't shine, the sun doesn't rise, the moon doesn't shine, then you can say, uh-oh. It's time. Otherwise, life goes on. And some people, just like with these Harold Camper people, religious nuts, that end up selling all of their wares for May 21st, 2013, 2014. And the world didn't need. in the world they need. Yeah. So life goes on, people. But guess what will change? Your local and your state policies. Your local and your state policies are going to change. Your local and your state officials are going to change. President, only time you're really going to get something is when we're in a declaration of war or something major. Otherwise, no. People concerned, will I lose my health insurance? But I do one thing I will say about Donald. He said something interesting, that he will get insurance companies to start competing, and that instead of having those invisible lines with each state, because if you're out of network, you have to pay more. Or sometimes if you're out of network, you can't get covered. Well, if that barrier is broken to where insurance companies will compete for customers, then it will make it better. Now, a Trump win, because, I've seen it from my cousin that stated that they have dump trucks already lined up in the Trump Tower just in case he does win and people decide to maybe want to riot there or whatever the case may be. So they're preparing if there may be chaos in New York, because there is a lot of people who don't want Donald Trump to win, and they have shown that they're prone to violence. On the other hand, with the Clintons, there have been people who claim that there'll be an insurrection, march on Capitol Hill, if their candidate doesn't get elected. And here he does. So either way, there's going to be a battle. Either way it goes. But I do believe that Donald Trump does get in, there will be riots in the street. Now, if Clinton does get in, there will be something like Oregon, but they will march up there with guns to D.C. I do believe the militia groups will march to D.C. with firearms if Clinton gets in. if Trump gets in, people will riot. So you might get an insurrection on one hand, and you might get a riot on the other hand. If Hillary wins, militia groups will be armed for an insurrection. Trump wins, there will be groups over nations that will riot. But again, we'll only find out probably till 11 or 12, and I'm not going to stay up for that. Nope, not at all. I'll find out when my phone beeps. One second. But this is Jack Newtown, and we're going to sign out early, and we shall see. And whoever becomes president, we'll have a Friday show and do the review from there, because I know Wednesday we have conference call, so I will not break that. All right, folks. Whoever we get is what we get. Thank you.